win championships every night.
Okay, we're now joined by the owners of Junior Motorsports and the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series owner champions, and that is Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Kelly Earnhardt Miller. Congratulations. We'll go straight to questions. I'm sure there'll be plenty. We'll go start in the back with John and then work around the room.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So, Dale, last year in this very room, you told me that if Justin won the title, you were going to sit there for however long it took to do the photos, the celebrations, whether it was 4 hours, 8 hours, whatever it was. That's still the plan?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I came in here carrying a damn flag. We're full throttle. We're full throttle tonight. I asked Kelly where we were going to stay in Scottsdale. So, I'm just excited for Justin. It's it's been an incredible career, and he's worked so hard to try to win championships over the years. But he's been an incredible. He's just been an incredibly professional, kind, generous. You know, when you work with a lot of drivers, we have drivers that come through our program, and you know, you want them all to sort of, there's a lot of young guys that come through, and you want them to really understand what it takes outside the race car. They all think they got the talent inside the race car to get it done, but you want them to understand all the things that need to be taken care of and handled outside the car. And Justin's the greatest example of that. And obviously he's been with Brandt for a really long time, but any other partner that he's ever touched in our ecosystem loves him. And he goes above and beyond to give them all the time necessary and anything they need. And just that goes such a long ways for an owner. He's just perfect. And he's for all these years, he's really helped make our company better and help make our partners feel appreciated, and he's done great things on the racetrack, and we just were checking this one box, and it was if it didn't get checked tonight, we were going to try again. But I told him before the race started, I text Jim, and I said, all things considered, how you feel about your car? He gave me the rundown on that, and I came here today and just kind of looked around and just learned and gathered what I could. And I told Justin, I said, they think we're out of it. We got a bullet right here. This is an amazing race car, and they think we're out of it. They don't think we got a shot. They just think there's just three racing for this. This is the best spot to be in of any of the four. There's no pressure. And so, you know, it was just now he made it tough throughout the race. There were some moments, but and that's Justin. You know, that's just the way Justin is. And the one thing that was unique tonight is when he had to dig a little deeper, he got it done. And there were some pretty incredible moments on those final probably 20 laps that I don't know that I even realized I need to go watch this thing over again. Just standing there in victory lane, listening to everybody chirping, talking about all the incredible moments, I got to watch it over again. Because, you know, when you're sitting there living it and you're nervous as hell, you're not absorbing all the things that he's trying to do and did and succeeded doing on the racetrack, and it was just incredible. But I'm happy for him. I probably will get in trouble for saying this. I didn't give one shit about that owner's championship. I was like, I want my driver on that stage. That's all that matters to me, especially with Justin being in the vault, being in the middle of this. I want it for him. You know, I really didn't even know where that netted out, to be honest with you. We'd done the burnout, the celebration. I had no clue if we won the owners. It didn't really even matter to me. But I was so happy for Justin because he deserves it. He's a champion. He's good enough. And now he has it.
Perfect. Well, thanks for answering my second and third questions, too.
We're also joined by the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion crew chief, and that's Jim Pullman. We'll go about the room for questions. We'll continue in the front to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Ask Kelly this one. Did you think it was just going to be Justin? He said it's Justin being Justin, but are you like, oh, we're going to throw away another one?
Well, he just said that there was something different about this one, and that's that Justin overcome. And I think that's, you know, I got asked that earlier, and that's what happened. And he dug deep, and I think Jim is, as much as Jim can chew his butt and tell him the real deal and be honest with what's going on, Justin's very accountable to Jim. And Jim just kept giving him information and telling him what they needed to do. And Eddie as well, the spotter, you know, just kept Justin on his marks. There was a time during the race when Justin was through the roof. And it was, I think that was even before the penalties, that he was already on fire. And so, yeah, tonight was unique in the fact that, you know, Justin just hung in there and fought back and came back. And, I mean, at lap 150, I was like, you know, this is over. And this is over for us. And then I couldn't believe lap six to go came, and I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, we got a real shot at this. And then more cautions and more, you know, green-white checkers, and we finally did it. And I just can't believe it. It's incredible.
And I just want to ask Dale, we got sad news today. Bobby Allison's passing. I'm curious just, you know, what your memories and thoughts were when you heard that news.
Yeah, that was, I had heard that Bobby was dealing with some challenges in the past several weeks. And he is, you know, he's a champion and left his mark on this sport, and we should celebrate him and remember the incredible moments that you might have, whether it was a race you watched or an opportunity to actually get to be with him and talk with him. I was kind of indirectly linked to Bobby working with the Allison brothers when they were building Legends cars. That was my first job. I got a speeding ticket, and Dad told me to go get a job. So I got to know Donnie and all of the guys, and then they made me like the honorary member of the Alabama gang at one point, which was really nice, but because it was a really tight group there. And getting to know Red Farmer, and I just, through all of that, I got to know Bobby better. And just an incredible career. So cool of NASCAR to acknowledge his win at Bowman Gray just weeks ago. And, I mean, he'll be missed. But I remember when he was injured and how deeply that affected my dad. They were very close. I think that Bobby and Dad had a relationship there when Dad was young, and in 79, 80, 81, through that period, Bobby was very helpful. Dad would say that Bobby and Donnie were the ones that would actually talk to him and answer his questions and stuff. And so they were pretty close. And I remember being young when all that was going on, and how thankful we were that he was able to survive that. And, you know, and I'll say this too. I was at Dover. I think it was my first year as a broadcaster, so 2018. And I got in an elevator or something to go up to the booth, and Bobby walked in or came into the elevator, and I thought, man, of all the places he could be at his age, and he wants to be at Dover for a cup race. Of all the places this man could be right now, and he's here. What a dedication, right, to the sport. He gave more than anybody that I can imagine to this sport. And he continued to give and continued to be a part of it.
Well, next go to Zach and then Holly.
Zach Cerniello, NASCAR.com. Dale, you've been on this championship stage a couple of times for JRM. How is tonight different?
Well, obviously because of Justin's championship, we've had so many drivers come through the program, and it's been a pleasure, man, working with so many drivers. And I told Sam Mayer on pit road tonight, I said, man, you're going to be so fun to race against, and wherever you go and whatever happens to you, we're going to be linked to you. We're going to be a part of your history and your story. Same thing with Byron, Chase Elliott, all those guys, you know. And so that's a really fun thing to be, you know. That's why I think that's the motivation for why we love being in the Xfinity Series, and why we feel like we serve a great purpose in the sport and the industry, and we're an asset to it. But we also have these veterans like Justin. he's made his home with us, and he's given us so much and never said no, never rolled his eyes, never shrugged his shoulders, not once. And man, we need a lot, right? We ask a lot from him and our drivers. And so, man, he does everything with a smile. And so I just wanted this really, really badly for him. So it's, you know, that certainly makes it different and unique. And yet the greatest thing I think about all of this is the relationships that you make with drivers, mechanics, crew chiefs. And, man, what a relationship that I have, a friendship that I have with him. I remember standing out on pit road probably 3 years ago, both of us nearly crying because we came really close and didn't win. And we, you know, we said, man, we're never going to do that again. We're going to, you know, we're going to find our way to the top one day. And, God, man, it was a lot of obstacles tonight, but it worked out.
To that point, I feel like this weekend was kind of a microcosm of Justin's career. I mean, obviously yesterday there's the bad luck right off the bat, and then you find more adversity mid-race. We kind of touched on it earlier, but just that resilience, how have you seen him persevere through any challenge that's been thrown at him?
Well, I want to give – I think the missing ingredient to Justin might be Jim right here. And when Justin said, hey – you know, when we all got together and said, maybe we need to try a different path or make a change. If we're going to, we got a handful of years to try to really go after this. And what's the, you know, let's kind of see what's going on. Justin was not entirely sure about that choice, but Jim was his pick. And I didn't really know Jim. And so I leaned on Justin to be sure about that decision, and my gosh, he nailed it. Jim has made us better and made our entire company better. He makes his car fast. That drives everybody forward, and he has a relationship with Justin that sort of polished or altered some of the, you know, some of the rawness and some of the unpolished imperfections that Justin has in his game. And, you know, we were sitting there on the pit box tonight, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, man, let's tell him this or let's tell him that. And Jim's on it. Jim's saying the things that I'm thinking in my head about what I wish I could key up the mic and do and say. And so he just has a way. And we talk about it all the time, how we should communicate and how we need to rally Justin and give him everything that he needs to really succeed. He's got, you know, he was just an incredible driver and a great ambassador for our program, but just kind of missing a couple things. And I think he's the guy that makes it click. They got a great relationship, and so I got to give him a lot of credit. You know, we rolled out a backup, you know, that was incredible. And so I texted him, and he's like, it's a great car. We're going to be fine. I'm like, damn, all right. You know, I mean, and this, the way things are today with backups, you have no idea what kind of car you're rolling out. I know his team prepared to race that car with the same effort as the primary. And honestly, I might have been better in the primary in all seriousness. So that's a credit to Jim and his team and Junior Motorsports, Bummy, everybody involved. It was a big group effort trying to get us all back on the racetrack for the race. We had a car changing motors. We had the 9 car getting rebuilt and a backup car and the 7. So it was a lot going on for our whole company. We were spread really thin to try to get everybody back on the racetrack for tonight.
Go to Holly.
Here's another member of our family.
You guys earned it.
Tell Justin congratulations. I walked around the whole track trying to find him.
We tell all these guys, once a Junior Motorsports family member, always a Junior Motorsports
family member.
We keep our eye on them, and that one closely. We won't have to anymore, though.
It was interesting tonight. All three of the other championship contenders were very quick to congratulate Justin. They were also very happy for him and for y'all to win. And my question was fairly similar to that. With all that Justin has gone through, being this close to winning a championship before, and he was runner-up last year, for this weekend to be challenging like it was? Does it almost seem like that was kind of the way it needed to be? You know, that this was such a difficult, he had to overcome all these different things, and this is the time he finally got it won.
It's on. Yeah, well, I don't know. We've been like that all year, really. I mean, if you look at the year, there's been adversity through a lot of races. I mean, we went into Bristol, and would we give up a 43 point lead? And you know, that was a moment where we were like, what in the world just happened? And that team never quit. Justin never quit. You know, we came out of that, and it was kind of an eye-opener, right? Like, we went to the next couple races and had some more issues, but, you know, I look back at the season, and I think the turning point was after that Kansas wreck. We walked in, and I have to say, I have two of the best engineers in the Xfinity Series. And Eric Long, my second engineer, he walked in, and he said, I need Justin, and I need you in your office right now. And we sat down, and he laid a piece of paper on the table, and he said, this is how many points we need to earn, and if we do that, we transfer. And it was like the light bulb went off in Justin's head, the light bulb went off in everybody's head. And, you know, we dug down deep and focused on that and focused on the points. It's not pretty, right, when you're points racing. We've all watched Denny and thought, is he doing the right thing? Right. But we were in a similar situation, and the numbers don't lie. Right. So we stuck to our guns and we got here. You know, once you're here, it's a whole different ball game. Right. So to unload a backup car. Yeah. I mean, up and downs of the season. It's just who we are. We fight through it.
We'll go to Jordan next.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. If anybody up there wants to answer, it's great. What makes Justin Allgaier so beloved, where you have Ryan Blaney and others walking out onto the stage to congratulate him?
Maybe I'm biased because I've known him for 25-plus years and we're really good friends. I mean, most of you in the media have been around him and dealt with him and know him probably on a little more than just a professional level, right? And he always carries himself with a lot of integrity. And that is, you know, that translates to a lot of people, right? When you're very personable and you talk to people and you spend the time to say, hello, how are your kids? How's it going? That goes a long way with people. And that's just who Justin is, right? And that's why he becomes the most popular driver, and that's why he's the fan choice and the vote. You know, that's after the race, I was super proud because, you know, there's a lot of people that call him a friend. There's a lot of people that call him the most popular driver, and man, he's worked really hard to be called the champion, and for him to be able to come through with that is, man, it closes the door on a lot of stuff for him, puts him to the next level. Gets it out of his mind. He's fought seven times. Holy cow, right? So just really happy that he's got it done and out of the way because, you know, we got a couple more years here and we can do more than just this one. So excited for all that.
Kelly, Dale said he may not care tonight, but you guys did win the owner's championship. So what does that mean for the company? Yeah.
No, you know, it's just really fulfilling to have both the driver and owner, you know, because it's hard to do in our series where you have teams that run for the owner championship and trade out drivers. So to finally do that for our fourth championship is great. It does mean a lot to the company. It means a lot to my accounting department and Joe Mattis, who counts all the reasons why you want to win the owner's championship. It's a big deal to us in the Xfinity Series. And so just super proud. It's just really cool because now, you know, at the banquet, when you look up there, you're sitting there for driver and owner, and it's not separated. And it's just a really awesome thing for our company.
Okay, we have time for maybe two more. I'm sorry, but got some more stops, some more photos to take for the winning championship-winning team. We'll go next to Lee.
Hey, Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Jim, Justin said yesterday you gave him a hug, and it was very uncharacteristic of you. He said you're not a hugger, and he knew at that moment that he just had to find...
No, don't touch me.
Just kind of, that was kind of like triggered him that he had to do something and just find another gear.
Yeah, I mean, knowing him for the amount of time I've known him, to see the look on his face when he got out of that race car, it was disappointment for me, right? Because he knew how hard his team had worked on that car, how much effort we had put into it, and it was like you lost your first child when he got out of the car looking at me like, I am sorry I wrecked your race car. So I had to go into damage control and really kind of rein him back in like, hey, it's okay. Like, we're here. We got another car, and we'll get to work on it. Like, we'll figure it out. I think that's just who Justin is, right? Like, we all have the relationship with him, and you look at him, and it's just how he processes things, where he's like, he wasn't worried about himself in that moment. He wasn't thinking about like, oh my gosh, my chances just went down the drain. He was looking at me like, I'm sorry I wrecked your race car. And I had to let him know that it's okay. We're gonna fight through it.
Okay, and we'll wrap it up with Jonathan in the back.
Jonathan Vail, the racing experts right over here. For Kelly and for Dale, you know, fourth championship, what does this mean for, you know, your organization, the legacy you're building in the series? Whoever.
Well, I mean, that's what you come here to do, you know. I mean, you come here to win races, you come here to win championships. I was just thinking, trying to figure out, it's been 2018, you know, since we've won a championship, and that's a lot of long years. Because there's so much work that goes into doing this every day, each day, every day, in and out. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy in our series to do it. And so just to keep people motivated and to come through COVID and to come through everything that you have to, you know, just keep everybody motivated at the company, it's just a really incredible thing. A lot of races that we've won, four championships underneath our belt, and still a lot more to go. So just continue to build that legacy. Dale said it earlier. I mean, we do this to give other people opportunities, drivers, crew chiefs, you know, and we can sit here and the list is so long of so many amazing people that have come through Junior Motorsports and done some really incredible things in the sport, whether they're a driver or a crew chief or engineers or PR people or whatever it is. And that's the opportunity that we like to give. And you want to do that, you know, winning and competitive.
Yeah, I think we can count the wins and the championships when it's all done. But while you're in the moment or, you know, or in the process of it, it's about the relationships and friendships, partnerships, and the experience and the enjoyment and getting through the hard times and figuring out how to get faster and challenging each other. And, I mean, it's a big business with all kinds of different departments that have to work together in the same direction, and that's a fun challenge, trying to get it going and keep it going. We're champions tonight, but we start from zero again in February and have to try to have a good year, and we'll have some challenges and have to overcome them, and year after year you just keep doing that. But that's the fun part, is seeing people succeed, people realize their potential, keep people get called up. I kind of like to look at it as like the baseball minor leagues. And when somebody gets called up, that's a victory. That's like winning a race. And so, and helping Justin achieve his dream of being a champion. So there's, you're trying to do those things year after year.
Well, Kelly, Jim, Dale, congratulations on an awesome night, awesome season, and enjoy the rest of it. Don't forget
your flag. Thank you guys for all that y'all do.